A weak frontal boundary will be drifting across the Dakotas into Minnesota over the next 24 hours, and a few spits and spats of moisture will result. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Those spits and spats of moisture will not be very significant for the majority of our region. A trace upwards to about 15 hundredths of an inch will likely result, and it will be poor coverage, but we do expect to see this take place as we go forward through the latter part of the day and overnight tonight. The precipitation will be followed by a period of dry weather with some warm temperatures relative to normal and even some breezy conditions that are likely to evolve as we go from Wednesday into Thursday. But the next opportunity for precipitation is going to be held back for quite a little while because of a complex storm system in the southeastern parts of the United States, an upper-level low-pressure center over the Delta, and a hurricane that is expected to evolve in the next couple of days will combine and will dominate most of the southeastern U.S. as we go from Wednesday into Friday of this week. That event will likely prevent Gulf of Mexico moisture from flowing anywhere close to this part of the world. And as a result, we're going to see dry weather and warm temperatures for a while. There is a chance for a shot of cooler air coming around. This shot of colder air will arrive early next week, and we may see a little frost and a couple of light freezes possible, but at the moment I don't have a lot of confidence in the event. It's too far out in time, and we're in one of those modes where there's an awful lot of warm weather around, so it may be hard for the cold air to verify. We do expect that to bring the next opportunity for rain, but that is going to be almost a week away, and so we do expect to see after tonight generally dry conditions and great field working potentials for the region. We do look for the afternoon temperatures today to be stuck primarily in the range of upper 60s and 70s. Tomorrow, the high temperatures will be mostly 70s with a couple of upper 60s lingering, and then the warmest weather will show up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday when we will be seeing more 80-degree temperatures across the region with a few upper 70s once in a while. I would not be surprised at all to see some 90-degree temperatures showing up in parts of South Dakota as we get out into the day Thursday. We'll keep a close eye on that event. That's the day that I think we'll have a lot of wind on Wednesday, and on Thursday the winds will be lighter and we'll have the ridge of high pressure more dominating the region. Nighttime low temperatures this week will start off with upper 40 and 50 degree readings, but will rebound into the 50s and maybe a couple of temperatures near 60 degrees before the work week is over. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.